All right, so God bless you all. Tonight I'll be sharing on a topic I've entitled, It Is Well With My Soul. I'm following up on a teaching I did yesterday called Cultivating Cheerfulness, and kind of focused in on the verse, Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, and how important it really is to have a good attitude and a cheerful heart. In 2 Kings, chapter 4, if you have a moment, if you'd like to go there, verse 8, we're especially want to get looking at here. This is a record of what we have come to know as the Shunammite woman. And she had quite an experience that had happened, and we'll pick it up in verse 8 of 2 Kings chapter 4. Now, it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food, and she said to her husband, "Look, now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please, let's make a small upper room on the wall. Let us put a bed for him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." But it happened one day that he came there, and he turned into the upper room and lay down there, and he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite woman." When he called her, she stood before him, and he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?' And she answered, 'I dwell among my old people, my own people.' So he said, 'What then is to be done for her?' And Gehazi answered, 'Actually, she has no son, for her husband is old.' And he said, 'Call her.' And when he had called her, she stood in the doorway, and he said, 'About this time next year, you shall embrace a son.' And she said, 'No, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant.' But the woman conceived and bore a son at the when the appointed time had come, of which Elijah had told her. And the child grew, and now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers, and he said to his father, 'My head, my head.' And he said to a servant, 'Carry him to his mother.' And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. And then she called to her husband and said, 'Please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come back.' Verse 23, so he said, 'Why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath.' And she said, 'It is well.' Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, 'Drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you.' And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to his servant Gehazi, 'Look, the Shunammite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, It is well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?' And she answered, 'It is well.' Now, when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, 'Let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress. And the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me.' And so she said, 'Did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me?' Then he said to Gehazi, 'Get yourself ready and take my staff in your hand and be on your way. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him, but lay my staff on the face of the child.' And the mother of the child said, 'As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So he arose and followed her. Now Gehazi went on ahead of them and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore, he went back to meet him and told him, 'The child has not awakened.' When Elisha came into the house, there was the child lying dead on his bed. And he went in, therefore, shut the door behind the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and lay on the child, and put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands, and he stretched himself out on the child. And the flesh of the child became warm. He returned and walked back and forth in the house, and again went up and stretched himself out on him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite woman." So he called her, and when she came into him, he said, "Pick up your son." So she went in, fell at his feet, bowed to the ground, and then she picked up her son and went out. Quite a record, huh? I just think it's so fascinating that her words, in light of the circumstances, especially when there was such a great opportunity to be so emotionally distraught, and yet she knew what had happened miraculously in her life, and I believe she just had a very simple faith and trust and confidence that Elisha and God were not going to disappoint her. And so we learn from these wonderful records about our daily declarations and our attitude of heart. And I mentioned earlier, I've entitled this, "It Is Well With My Soul," and I want to play here a little bit of a short sort of synopsis of the history of a song that I mentioned yesterday, "It Is Well With My Soul." And I found it to just be a very powerful and moving song, and I trust you will as well. So here it is. The history of "It Is Well With My Soul."
Life can be so unpredictable. Joys and sorrows, beautiful blessings, and distressing difficulties can come unexpectedly. Our life's dreams and plans can change in an instant. We all know this to be true. So how can we find peace amid such turbulence? Horatio Spafford knew something about life's unexpected challenges. He was a successful attorney and real estate investor who lost a fortune in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. Around the same time, his beloved 4-year-old son died of scarlet fever. Thinking a vacation would do his family some good, he sent his wife and 4 daughters on a ship to England, planning to join them after he finished some pressing business at home. However, while crossing the Atlantic Ocean, the ship was involved in a terrible collision and sunk. More than 200 people lost their lives, including all 4 of Horatio Spafford's precious daughters. His wife Anna survived the tragedy. Upon arriving in England, she sent a telegram to her husband that began, "Saved alone. What shall I do?" Horatio immediately set sail for England. At one point during his voyage, the captain of the ship, aware of the tragedy that had struck the Spafford family, summoned Horatio to tell him that they were now passing over the spot where the shipwreck had occurred. As Horatio thought about his daughters, words of comfort and hope filled his heart and mind. He wrote them down, and they have since become a well-beloved hymn. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. Perhaps we cannot always say that everything is well in all aspects of our lives. There will always be storms to face, and sometimes there will be tragedies. But with faith in a loving God, and with trust in His divine help, we can confidently say, "It is well. It is well with my soul."
It is well. It is well. It is well. ascendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well.
With my soul, it is.